Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I'm so excited to be with you guys this week as we dive in and we talk about a guilt complex. This is really close to home because so often we carry this sense of guilt and we feel guilty, whether you're a mom or maybe you are a dad or you are a son, a daughter, whatever the case may be, sometimes these guilt complexes, they tend to linger in our lives. As a result, it makes us feel bad about ourselves. We start to have these negative feelings towards ourselves. And if you're a lot like me and you perhaps at one point tend to lean more towards helping others and being a people pleaser and really caring about other people, and it could very well be in an unhealthy way, you may sometimes feel like this sense of guilt. I couldn't quite pinpoint it at one point in my life. I didn't really have language for what I was feeling, but more often than not, I would feel guilty. If I said no to somebody, I would feel guilty. And I didn't have language. I didn't have that language of the word guilt complex, so to speak, when I would feel it. But I would almost feel bad. I would feel bad because I said no. I would feel bad because I didn't meet an expectation of somebody else. I would feel bad. I would feel bad that maybe I didn't measure up or I didn't do what somebody expected me to do. And it left me feeling guilty. And this was for a long time and many, many, many years until I started to dive in and really take a good look inside and then put language to it. And the more I understood what guilt does and what it comes to do, then I recognized that it wasn't because I had done something wrong. It was something learned from my upbringing. It was something that I started to internalize. I didn't really quite know that I had guilt, but I would feel some of the signs. For instance, some people might have a sense of regret or a sense of worry. Or there's so many signs. Let me talk about the signs first. Like when you think about the word guilt, sometimes we're suffering from this guilty feeling. And the signs that are associated with that could be anxiety. Anxiety is actually a sign, or could be a sign, that you feel guilty. You could be crying, muscle tension. You could have regret or upset stomach, or you just, there's rumination. You just are constantly thinking about that situation. What if I should have done this? What if I should have said that? Or insomnia, you can't sleep, you feel guilty, or maybe you're just very much worried. When you have a guilt complex, it's really a persistent belief that you've done something wrong or that you're afraid to do something wrong. And so these constant feelings of guilt or worry, or it just, this complex of guiltiness, it just really leads a person to feel shame and to feel anxious. Whenever we carry this guilt complex and we just think that we did something wrong because we said no, we think we did something wrong because we didn't do it the way maybe somebody expected us to do it, or we feel guilty because there's this certain standard, or we measure ourselves to somebody else. When we start to have this guilt complex, it can really begin to harm us. And really, we feel like something is wrong with us. That's really what shame tells us. Shame tells us there's something wrong with us. Guilt says you've done something wrong. And we can even look at our own minor mistakes. And it has such serious impact. And it could be a small mistake. You forgot something, but then afterwards you feel so guilty because you forgot. These guilt complexes in our lives can really bring so much distress. And when we have inappropriate guilt or excessive guilt, it could really lead to compulsive disorders. That's where a lot of the OCD comes from, depression, even PTSD. Guilt is described as like this self-conscious emotion, and it really involves a negative evaluation of yourself. There's a feeling of distress and a feeling even of failure. Sometimes when we're coping with guilt, you'll notice it in your body. Your muscles are tense. You're really preoccupied with certain past mistakes. Do you ever ponder? Do you ever ruminate about past mistakes? Is there regret? You've got an upset stomach, or you find yourself crying a lot, or there's anxiety, or you worry, and there's a stress involved, or sometimes you have this loss of interest, or you feel fatigued, or you have a hard time even concentrating. You might even withdraw socially. And it can really impact overall in our well-being. When you think about guilt, it has so many causes. There's so many different factors that contribute to actually a guilt complex. It could be just high levels of anxiety. You don't know how to manage that stress. And so there's a lot of anxiety. When somebody really has high levels of anxiety, that can attribute to also leading you to feel guilty because you're nervous. You're nervous about what people are going to think. You're nervous about failing. You're nervous about not performing. You're nervous about maybe a fear of something, of the unknown. The causes for these guilt complexes can come from childhood experiences. Maybe you were raised in a household where you were maybe made to feel like you did something wrong, or like if maybe you have something to hide, or you're responsible for certain problems, and that could really lead us to feeling guilty. Or maybe it's in our culture. Sometimes we find ourselves doing things that are in opposition to the norm of the culture that we were raised in, and that could leave us feeling somewhat guilty. Or even a sense of religion. Some religious traditions can maybe make you feel a little bit guilty. And I think all of us, I know I grew up in that type environment where I don't think maybe somebody, you know, mentored me in a way that would not bring a guilt trip over others. And I had to journey that in my life and really realize that really the character of Jesus is to extend mercy and to extend love. But I didn't really learn that overnight. It took some time, because in my upbringing, as I come to God, we're made to feel almost a sense of this religious belief that we are going to get in trouble and we are doing something wrong. And if we don't do X, Y, and Z, then God's going to be mad at us. And oftentimes that leaves us feeling guilty, when in fact, that is not what Jesus came to do. On the contrary, when you see the way he dealt with people, he didn't lead them to feeling guilty, but he extended so much love, so much grace, so much mercy, that it left a person feeling so much love. Sometimes guilt complexes can come from social pressures, right? People are judging us. People are looking at us and they split. They can't see our human side, that we're human too, that we will falter and we will make mistakes. And sometimes that guilty feeling comes from that social pressure. Well, on a personal level, I can tell you, I probably would fall in some of these factors, probably some of my childhood experiences. And sometimes as our parents, they journey their own journey, right? In healing, that is. Sometimes they don't know any better. And we grow up in environments where we feel almost the sense of like, we have to live pious. We have to live upright. We can't do anything wrong. You know, if you do something wrong, you're criticized for it. And I mean, I think every parent has made a mistake in that regard, you know, and I just want to extend this grace towards you in this podcast, that if you're a mom, and listen, extend grace towards yourself, because all of us have faltered. All of us have failed. Extend grace towards yourself. Ask the Lord to help you, and he will. I think in my upbringing, it's my parents were always encouraging me, obviously. And I was just one of those go-getters, just super achievers, just had to go, self-driven, had to do it. But in that, I think I was looking for the affirmation, right, of a parent, because they were just busy. They had their own problems. They didn't know any better. And oftentimes those childhood experiences leave us feeling guilty if maybe we didn't perform or we didn't do. For me, I think there's a little bit of the culture as well. I think that in the culture that we were brought up in, there's this sense of standard. And I would say also when it comes to religion, when I give my life to God, it's the most beautiful experience, obviously. And I wanted to give my life to God. And in that innocence, as we start to now journey this walk with God, we find ourselves perhaps with these upbringing childhood experiences that we still have to work out. We still have to transform, but we really don't know, or we're not aware that we're carrying this stuff. So it just kind of adds to that religious part of us, because now we want to perform for God, or we want to do good. We don't want to disobey. We want to live our lives rightly. And when we maybe experience a setback, or when we didn't do it right, in our own human nature, we have fear. Oftentimes it can really lead you to feel guilty, or maybe you're going through a problem and then you feel guilty, or maybe you didn't do everything right at work and now you feel guilty, right? And that religious spirit, and it is a religious spirit, can really lead us to feel guilty. And I would say that on a personal level, I think I picked some of that up throughout the years. And as I journeyed healing, inner healing in my own heart, and as I just went back to school, started studying, I realized that that is not the nature of God, that He is not there to bring this sense of guilt because we didn't do it right. I love, as I am journeying my own personal healing and being free from this guilt, I recall one day telling my therapist, I said, I feel guilty. I know what it is. I can put language to it. It feels so guilty all the time. And as we journeyed it together, and she was able to really recognize some things through my upbringing and even religion. And we have such great conversations, her and I, and she knows God, and she's my sister in Christ. And it's incredible the way we have these conversations, and we've really dove in and just dug deep into this religious spirit that tries to get you to feel so guilty. And that is not God. That is not the Father. That is not Jesus. So often that guilt can come from that. So be free. This is not a license to go and do whatever you want to do, when in fact, it's because of His mercy you want to please Him. Sometimes the social pressure, I would also say that was me. I think that's where a lot of the guilt came from, because we oftentimes feel that other people are judging us for things that maybe we've done wrong. And it leaves you this sense of feeling of guilt. And then as I've done my own journey, I recognize, well, that's not my responsibility how others feel. And so I think that really helps free us. Maybe you are around social pressure and people are pressuring you to perform a certain way. We live in that type of Western society. We live in a social media world where you feel the social pressure. So if you didn't have the career that maybe a friend has, now you feel guilty. I want you to start to recognize those type of guilt complexes, because they really hurt us in our walk with God. They really hurt us in our prayer life. You can't go boldly to the throne room of God. Those excessive feelings, actually, they hurt us cognitively. They leave us feeling in a way that is so distorted when it comes to feelings about ourselves. And oftentimes, when you think about guilt, I would dare say this, maybe there's a listener that's listening, but I would feel guilty about resting. I felt like I needed to work. I felt guilty if I just took a day off. I felt guilty if I just sat down in my favorite spot and just watched a chick flick and eat popcorn or some dessert with coffee. I just would feel guilty. And part of that was because of my upbringing. Part of that was because of the social pressures. Part of that was I was hard on myself. And that journeyed, that led me to journey this healing. So it's important for us to really recognize it. That's important. And then also to be really free from this guilt is really learning to reframe things. And that's something I've journeyed throughout this time in my healing journey, where if you find yourself focusing on negative thoughts about yourself, what a terrible mom you are, what a terrible father you are, what a terrible daughter you are to God, you should be further, you didn't do X, Y, and Z, you should have done this, you know, consider ways to think differently about the situation. You know, were there other factors that played a role? You know, what can you do differently? Okay, you didn't do it right this week, but what can you do differently? Find ways to shift your focus from that negative kind of thought to a more realistic, positive thought that helps you move past your feelings of this guilt, of this self-recrimination, you know, where you feel so guilty. And another thing is forgive yourself. Learn how to practice self-forgiveness. We are so good about talking about forgiving other people, but we're so bad about forgiving ourselves. It's important. This is such an important tool. It was in my life to let go of guilt. Forgive yourself. It doesn't mean that you're letting yourself off the hook and you're just going to do whatever you want to do and make every mistake that you can make, right? And just keep harming people. No, we take responsibility and we express that feeling of sadness because we didn't do it right. If you're a mom and you say, wow, I didn't get it right. Well, I understand. Bring that to God and tell God, God, I failed here. Now I'm not in control of the rest, but God, I give it to you. And let your heart be free of unforgiveness towards yourself. You need to let that go because I guarantee you, you will fail again. I guarantee you, you're not going to get it all right. And that is the humanity part of you. And I think sometimes we do not allow ourselves to receive that grace. I was sharing with my therapist once, I think it was like 2 years ago, I remember telling her, I am so good at extending grace towards others, but I cannot extend it for myself. And I think that goes hand in hand with forgiving yourself. And also just sharing those feelings with a really close friend, having a good support, social support, and just, wow, I feel guilty. You know, it's, I believe that guilt is one of those things that really plays in it. It's one of those feelings that really serves against us. And it plays into this overwhelming feeling that you have done something wrong. You keep doing something wrong. And I think that really starts to affect our relationship with God, our prayer life. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and they said, I feel so far away from God. I haven't felt close. And I said, let's talk about that. And when we really dove in, we found that there was guilt about a particular situation that they could not be free of. And I walked them through forgiving themselves, but also I recognized that that guilt was separating them from God. And I said, bring that area to God. And I look so often, I see how the enemy of our soul really works hard at this thing called guilt, because he knows it makes us feel so bad about ourselves, we cannot come boldly to the throne of God. And it affects our relationship with God. It affects how we serve God. It affects our view of ourselves. It affects even the way that we serve God. So I just want to take this time, forgive yourself, let it go. Really ponder, where do you feel guilt? Where do you feel Think about the signs again. Anxiety. Are you crying? Is there insomnia? Muscle tension, rumination, upset stomachs, and worry and regret. And there's constant thoughts, right? These negative thoughts. If that is you, listen, if you're preoccupied with those past mistakes and you're so hard on yourself and you can't laugh at yourself, you can't let it go, it's time to let it go. Do not live up under guilt. Guilt torments. Guilt is loud. And God never, ever wants us to live in a state of a guilt complex. He wants us to take those situations to Him. And He wants you to forgive yourself.